Let's open our Bibles to the book of Titus. We're in chapter 2, and this morning we're making it to the fifth verse. And as you turn there to Titus 2 and verse 5, this morning we're looking at God discussing. Now I want you to listen carefully this morning because it might shock you. God is discussing our mental health this morning. You say, why would you bring up that topic? We don't usually hear about that in church. Because the Bible is vitally concerned with your mental health. Most people don't realize that our bodies and the organic parts of our mind are kind of like computer hardware. Spiritual life is the software. There are only two providers of the software for the hardware you have of your body and your mind. There's only two providers. One provides defective software. He came to kill and steal and destroy. And you operate in his system, and sooner or later, you will destroy parts of your life. The other provider came to give us life and life that's more abundant. And the world understands that there's something going on because just this week, California was surveyed with the whole budget crunch they're going through out there. And one out of every five Californians said that they had a mental illness. Now, they're doing better than the rest of the country because the Surgeon General of the United States of America says that 26% of all adults suffer from mental illness. You say, what is that? That's poor spiritual mental health. And if you, I told Bonnie, I've never learned more in my life than studying this week. I mean, I read the 50 different mental illnesses in America, which are all around us. One out of every four people, more than one out of every four, have them. Acute stress disorder, adjustment disorder, agoraphobia, alcohol dependence, Alzheimer's or dementia, amphetamine dependence, anorexia nervosa, antisocial personality disorder, Asperger syndrome disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism and autistic disorders, avoidant personality disorders, bipolar, cyclothymic disorder, borderline personality disorder, brief psychotic disorder, bulimia nervosa, and that's only 16. And there are 50 that are diagnosable, and one out of every four people in America that's an adult, 18 and over, has been diagnosed, and in the year 2010 are suffering from some form of mental ill health. God is very interested in us realizing that there are only two mental health providers in the universe. The first one says he came to give us a life that is endlessly having new beginnings. And even though our hardware might suffer, and you understand that it doesn't mean when you get saved that you get new hardware and new software. You only get new software and it has to run on an old system, and sometimes it doesn't run well. And there are Christians that suffer with many of those on that list of 50. It doesn't, you're gone, you're perfect. No, it doesn't work that way. We got to run the new software on this old, broken down, fallen, sin-cursed system. But the provider gives us endless hope, life, and new beginnings with any of those 50. And I don't think they've cataloged them all. I told Bonnie, I said, I have several they don't even have on there. The avoidant work syndrome or whatever, they don't put all those down. But here we go. The other